Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Breakfast with a Blackhawk. You can send in a question, maybe get an autographed Blackhawks puck. Sandberg, how do you do that?
You go to WGNradio.com and go to contests. Select Breakfast with a Blackhawk, and you can submit it there.
Boys are on a West Coast swing. Always a good time to have our friend Adam Burrish on. I like Adam very much. I know he feels the same way about me. We spend a lot of time together in the off season.
You bet we do, Steve.
Hey, you know the funniest thing?
One of my favorites.
You know the funniest thing I just saw, though, Adam, is you're listed as 6'1 on a website here. When was that? Is that in skates?
Well, that's probably a little small, right? Steve, I'd say closer to 6'2, big strapping lad from Wisconsin. I don't want to show off too much.
You always played taller. All right, look, yep. The boys are going through a very rough stretch. I believe, and you know, you can accuse me of being a homer, I believe there's plenty of talent on the team to pull out of this and get it right, but we're at a point now where it has to happen. Was there a time with the Hawks or Dallas or San Jose or in the early days where you went through a slump like this where you knew the team was better, and what do you do about it?
Yeah, you know what? When I first came to the Blackhawks, 2006-07 season, 7-8 season, we weren't very good. That was the truth of the matter. This team has 10 times the talent. Not one of the guys on the team back in 06, 07, 08 could have made this hockey team this year. So we weren't any good back then, so it's probably not even a fair comparison. But you're right, the hardest thing in the NHL, when you're struggling and you're having trouble finding ways to win games, teams see that. And they come in, now they're thinking, all right, we're getting to play the Blackhawks. They're down. They used to spank us around the Eastern Barrier. So teams are smelling some blood in the water. And so to get out of that, it's brutal. It's really, really hard. It's frustrating for the guys on the team, but I think you're right. Something needs to happen. Something needs to change. It could be maybe they score 3 power play goals tonight. Maybe that kind of gets them pumped up.
Something that breaks the seal. Changes it. Yeah.
Maybe someone's got to snap. Maybe somebody's got to go crazy. Kind of like we saw in the Nashville game when Duncan Keith snapped. For me, I'd like to see that. Maybe someone just go crazy out there. Go make a mess. Wake everybody up. Make people uncomfortable.
But you always talked a lot in the dressing room. It's a shock to a lot of people, and you were a guy that did. Yeah. You know, to get everybody going. Is there somebody like that in the locker room, in the dressing room right now?
Yeah, because you know what? It can be anybody. I mean, maybe Jonathan Toews goes out there and snaps. Maybe it's something that we don't even know about. Maybe it's in the locker room. He absolutely goes off and says enough. Maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's Brent Seabrook. Maybe Duncan Keith did it the other night. But maybe it's a young guy. That's what I'd tell these young guys is, I don't care if you look across the locker room and you see Patrick Kane or Jonathan Toews, and they've got their 3 Stanley Cups and all their accolades. You can be a leader on this team, too. You can go out there and make a difference and get this thing turned around. And maybe it is one of those guys. Maybe it's one of the new guys. Maybe it's a David Camp goes out there and makes a huge shot block with his head and then goes and fights somebody and then goes and scores a big goal. Everybody's like, holy man, all right. Now he's alive. Now we got to all get going, too.
But I like that.
That's contagious. I think that's contagious for me. When I see some attitude and some in your face, I think that could be contagious.
Yeah.
And that could be something. But there's talent on this team. I'm with you on that, Steve.
Yeah.
How about this, Adam? I mean, how about just coming out and grabbing a lead early, because every game, by the 5-minute mark in the first period, they're chasing a goal. And I know they've been able to come back, get a goal, and then give one up, get one back. It becomes that kind of a deal. But they haven't had a lead in, I believe it's 7 games now that they haven't had the lead at all.
Yeah, that's tough. And in this league, when you find a couple early on, the league is too wide open now. It's too offensive. It's too much skill in the game that if you open it up way too much, when you're down 2 or 3 goals before you blank, you got a tough time winning. But I hear you, Steve, and I think part of that is, again, who's going to go out here and take charge? Who's going to go out here and put your foot down and smack somebody in the mouth and say, this isn't happening tonight, or make a big play early on? But it tiptoeing into games and kind of second-guessing yourself or wondering how this one's going to go, and let's feel ourselves out. You can't do that in the league anymore. Guys are too skilled and too fast, and it's too offensive to tiptoe into games. Go out there and kick someone in the mouth and see what happens.
Mary Sandberg's here. I know you know her well, and you're a yes. fan of her work.
Adam, you're talking about someone snapping and going crazy out there, but Chris Kunitz the other night got a 5-minute major, and then there was 2 power play goals while that happened. So how do you draw the line there, being tough and not causing your team harm?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Mary. I'm afraid of Pat Boyle too. Sometimes if I talk too much, he might punch me in the face or kick me in the throat. So I gotta walk a fine line too. But to be honest, I think. You know, if you were to ask Chris Kunitz, he were to say, you know, I didn't want to hurt this guy. I didn't, you know, the elbow looked bad, but I'm okay with it. I don't care. Go out there, and if that's what he does, he's supposed to be a physical guy and in your face, a disruptive kind of guy. Well, he went out there and did that. I don't think he needed to or wanted to elbow the guy in the face. But I like the passion. I like the emotion. I think sometimes you gotta step over the line once in a while.
Shake it up, baby.
Let's shake it up. I mean, why not? Go get in some guys' faces. Make some people uncomfortable. I think that's a good thing.
Melissa Blackwell writes, the MB Financial Bank question of the day, and she'll get an autograph hockey puck for asking this. Getting to the pros is difficult. What kept you motivated, kept playing the game, working hard, and hoping to make it? Now, you were at Madison mostly as a kid playing hockey before you made it. I think you were in Norfolk for a minute or two. But what kept you fired up? Is it just confidence? What kept you going?
Yeah, I just having fun. That was it for me. It was just enjoying it, having fun playing. You know, the competition. I always needed some confrontation in my life always. I think I still do, but I think it was that confrontation, that competition, that just kept fun for me. It made it fun for me. My sister and I would play hockey together growing up, and we'd fight in the garage and shoot pucks at each other, and we'd compete, you know, in the basement at night. So that was it for me as a kid playing hockey. It was just having fun, and I talk to kids all the time, or parents ask, what do I need to do for my kid to make him get better? He's 8 years old. Well, he's 8 years old. You know what he needs to do? He needs to go have fun. He needs to enjoy playing, hanging out with his buddies, having fun. That's what it's about.
Yeah, no drills. You don't have to worry about drills over and over again when you're 8. Tell them to go have fun. By the way, your sister Nikki was a great player at Madison as well.
Well, if you ask her, she would tell you she was way better than me, and I don't know if I could disagree. I don't know if I could disagree with her or not.
Tough to argue with the facts. I get it. Adam Burrish, NBC Sportsnet, and if Pat ever comes home with a black eye, you know that Adam just was having fun.
Yep, I know.
Yeah. Well, it might be the other way around. I think he might be hitting me one of these days, but we'll be on tonight. Pat and I will be working tonight together.
All right, you're doing a great job, man. You really are.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you. That's Adam Burrish from your Chicago Blackhawks, and that's Breakfast with the Blackhawk, brought to you by MB Financial Bank.